98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Another breakthrough in the Middle East as Israel and Hamas agreed to two more days of a ceasefire, raising hopes that more hostages will be released.
President Biden saluting the leaders of Egypt, Israel, and Qatar on extending that ceasefire and saying the U.S. plans to surge more aid into Gaza and will continue working to free all Hamas-held hostages. There is a chance this extended ceasefire could go even longer. Israel saying it would agree to a one-day extension for every 10 hostages Hamas releases.
ABC's Justin Finch. As of now, the Carter family says former President Jimmy Carter does plan to attend today's memorial service in honor of his wife, Rosalynn. The Bidens will be there, so will Bill Clinton and former First Ladies Michelle Obama, Laura Bush, Hillary Clinton, Melania Trump, also slated to attend. Russian court has moved to extend the detention of American journalist Evan Gershkovich. This is ABC News. In South Carolina, former attorney Alex Murdaugh set to be sentenced for financial crimes. He agreed to a plea deal after admitting to stealing millions from clients and the family of his housekeeper. Murdaugh already serving life in prison for killing his wife and son. Holiday travel typically pushes up gasoline prices, but not this year.
The last time the U.S. saw so many back-to-back weeks of gas prices going down was the summer of 2022. Analysts say demand just is not there as more Americans stay home, even with strong Thanksgiving travel. The Energy Department reports in the past week the average price of regular unleaded went down 5 more cents to $3.24 a gallon, 30 cents cheaper than a year ago at this time. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Hitting a soccer ball with your head may cause long-term brain problems. Two studies out of Columbia University finding concussion-like changes over 2 years among adult amateur players. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Mequon-Thiensville school board member who posted a picture of his marked ballot to social media during last year's April election had felony charges dropped against him Monday. Paul Buzzell's attorney argued that his post of his ballot on Facebook was protected by his freedom of speech. So-called ballot selfies are illegal in Wisconsin, but a judge ruled that the law violated a person's freedom of speech. Buzzell faced up to 3.5 years in prison and up to $10,000 in fines if he had been convicted. A conservative pressure group is turning up the heat on Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The same group that targeted Voss with a $100,000 ad campaign says it's launching $250,000 worth of new ads. The Wisconsin Elections Committee wants lawmakers to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down 26 points, but came back to win 108-102 over the Portland Trail Blazers at Fiserv Forum. It was the largest come-from-behind win in the NBA so far this season. At one point, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored on a tip-in, then ran the length of the court and blocked a shot for a basket by Portland head coach Adrian Griffin.
He's one of the greatest players to play this game. And he showed it tonight.
The Bucks play in Miami tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers are back at practice today. Their next game is Sunday night at Lambeau Field against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, yesterday, the Chiefs were down 14-0 to the Raiders. They came back to win, though, 31-17. College football, the Badgers finished out the regular season with a 28-14 win in Minnesota. Running back Braylon Allen rushed for 165 yards and scored two touchdowns.
It was good. I'm just happy that we won the game and the team played well.
That's Wisconsin running back Braylon Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, gradually increasing cloud cover, a chance for some late-day flurries with highs in the lower 20s. Winds turning to the south at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some flurries, a low of 14 degrees. And then for Wednesday, becoming partly sunny with milder highs into the mid-30s. Thursday, still looking to stay quiet there, will reach a high of 32. For Friday, ample amounts of sunshine, lower 30s. And for Saturday, up to 33. Sunday, a chance for some snow showers back in the forecast in the mid-30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, 2 above.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up. 98 Q Country.
Red hot with kisses falling off your lips. I'm talking red hot with dress hanging on your lips. I'm talking back.
98 Q Country.
Zimmerman, it's called Rock in a Hard Place, as it's Justin. Rise and shine. Thanks so much for getting up and kicking off your Tuesday morning with us. Here's Nate Smith. This would be World on Fire.
Oh, listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long.
No.
is my dirt.
Dustin Moore, and this is My Dirt in 98Q Country. All right, a little cool start to the day here, right around that zero mark for some of the outlying areas. We're showing three above here in the city of Park Falls, and this will just be a quick little spurt of cool weather. We'll get to 31 today, mid-upper 30s for the foreseeable future starting Wednesday. So some milder, wimpier weather with overnight lows later in the week and the weekend probably dipping down into the teens and low 20s. So not too bad. At least the wind's not moving out there much right now. West, the wind will pick up a little bit today west at 7 to 16 miles an hour. But all in all, it'll be sunny with areas of some high clouds. And then more clouds moving in with sunshine. Pretty much going to be a part of our day today, so we like that. Let's give you an update. We're giving you updates twice an hour of what's happening around the state of Wisconsin and around the world, so let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Another breakthrough in the Middle East as Israel and Hamas agreed to two more days of a ceasefire, raising hopes that more hostages will be released.
President Biden saluting the leaders of Egypt, Israel, and Qatar on extending that ceasefire and saying the U.S. plans to surge more aid into Gaza and will continue working to free all Hamas-held hostages. There is a chance this extended ceasefire could go even longer. Israel saying it would agree to a one-day extension for every 10 hostages Hamas releases.
ABC's Justin Finch. As of now, the Carter family says former President Jimmy Carter does plan to attend today's memorial service in honor of his wife, Rosalynn. The Bidens will be there, so will Bill Clinton and former First Ladies Michelle Obama, Laura Bush, Hillary Clinton, Melania Trump, also slated to attend. Russian court has moved to extend the detention of American journalist Evan Gershkovich. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Republican State Attorney General Brad Schimel plans to be the first candidate to throw his hat in the ring to run for the next state Supreme Court election. He will be taking on Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in 2025. Schimel was State Attorney General from 2015 to 2019 when he was defeated by the current Attorney General, Democrat Josh Call. Sources in the campaign tell the State Journal that Schimel plans to formally enter the race on Thursday. Wisconsin commuters sound happy about the decision to add a second daily Amtrak round trip from Chicago through Milwaukee to St. Paul. Passenger Brady Scholten speaking with ABC News.
It'd be nice to have an earlier route that starts off, have that option to leave in the morning. It's just easier.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, Wisconsin with a win in Madison, 71-49 over Western Illinois. At 5-2, how's Wisconsin doing so far? Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we're getting there. I think we're a little more consistent, especially on the defensive end. I thought we were decent defensively tonight. It was the offensive rhythm that we just couldn't get a rhythm.
NFL, the Bears beat the Vikings without scoring a touchdown. Chicago winning 12-10. In Green Bay, the Packers getting ready to host the Chiefs. Jordan Love got his first start against them his rookie season when Aaron Rodgers tested positive for COVID. Green Bay lost 13-7. Matt LaFleur.
It was one of those deals where we came in, I think on Wednesday morning, we found out Aaron was going to be out and Jordan was going to be in. And we should have, instead of just riding with what we game planned, but we should have had a better plan in place for some of the potential issues that were going to come up.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus,
Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838. For measurements and installation, Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, gradually increasing cloud cover, a chance for some late day flurries with highs in the lower 20s. Winds turning to the south at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some flurries, a low of 14 degrees. And then for Wednesday, becoming partly sunny with milder highs into the mid-30s. Thursday, still looking to stay quiet there, will reach a high of 32. For Friday, ample amounts of sunshine, lower 30s, and for Saturday, up to 33. Sunday, a chance for some snow showers back in the forecast in the mid-30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, one above.
Winter is right around the corner, and we're shoveling up another big pile of country right now.
Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
98Q Country.
Favorite song she sang along every time it came on.
Country. Online at 98QCountry.com. Country.
Side of blue.
Country, Thomas Rhett. Morgan Wallen helped him out with that one called Mama's House at 98Q. A little bit cool out there this morning. If you haven't been out there yet, probably heard that furnace kick on a few more times overnight. Temperature is lingering near zero. Some of you low, I don't even want to know what's going on with the low outlying people today. But we're seeing temperatures in that 3-4 above range here in the city of Park Falls. 21 today, should be a lot of sunshine. And we're going to get some very pleasant days here for the rest of the week. Only 21 today, but 36 and probably mid-30s or so each day for the foreseeable future here. Precipitation-wise, that really hasn't changed much. The best chance of getting precipitation appears to be right now, maybe late Saturday into Sunday, where we might get a little bit of light snow. But as far as a big winter storm, I haven't seen much in the way of forecasters leaning into anything as far as, you know, a major snowstorm to get the winter sports season's going. All the news and sports, we give you updates on the half hour. Another one coming up at 7 o'clock.
Get ready for flavorful bites and empty pockets. Our specialty roasted chicken, that's crispy and grease-free, making every dish a savory delight. Join us Wednesday through Saturday for our standout specials. Indulge in our pterodactyl wings. $11 gets you four pieces or half a chicken, both equally tempting. Craving more? Grab six wings for $15, paired perfectly with our choice of fries and our signature homemade slaw. Friday's highlight is our fish fry, two pieces for $10, three pieces for $12. And for an extra treat, try our tiger shrimp. Ready to complete any meal. Empty pockets where taste meets tradition.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right. And up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of holiday joy at the Home Depot, where you can find everything you need to get ready for the holiday season, like all new festive outdoor decor. Spread more joy this season with holiday decor that is uniquely you, like our new 3.5-foot Santa and elf inflatable, each just $19.98, available in-store and online. Get holiday ready right now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What's the one gift everyone loves? Something cozy. I just went to Kohl's and got some really great and really cozy finds. All for under $20 with the extra 20% going on. Like a sweater for $11.99, a big one throw for $11.99, and a pair of slippers for just $14.39. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So yeah, hit up Kohl's for your holiday shopping and thank me later. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, gradually increasing cloud cover, a chance for some late-day flurries with highs in the lower 20s. Winds turning to the south at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some flurries, a low of 14 degrees. And then for Wednesday, becoming partly sunny with milder highs into the mid-30s. Thursday, still looking to stay quiet there, will reach a high of 32. For Friday, ample amounts of sunshine, lower 30s, and for Saturday, up to 33. Sunday, a chance for some snow showers back in the forecast in the mid-30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, one above.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Never wanted to be where I pick a fence, stand hearts like a feather in a
Country with 10 minutes on this side of 7 at 6:50. High school sports coming up tonight. We have a little bit of a shift. We're going to bring you Washburn and Shawamigan girls, but that game has been postponed to later in the year. So instead, we'll bring you Phillips girls. They're going to host Wabino Leona tonight, and that'll be right around a 7:15 tap. Jeff Hankin will be there to call that game for you tonight from Logger Camp right here. Over there. We've got Bucks here, and then the Phillips game will be on 103.1 and on the Civic Media app. So, Logger fans, if you have relatives and friends that want to listen to the game outside the area, download that Civic Media app, and you'll see 98Q, and you can listen right there anytime, anywhere on your cellular device. Pretty cool. So, Logger's over on 103.1/980 AM. Bucks basketball tonight right here. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this day moving. Focus on the family for this Tuesday, the 28th of November, is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Are you ready to take on the ultimate holiday movie challenge? It's easy, and best of all, it will bring you together as a family. Here it is. Between now and Christmas, sit down together as a family and watch as many Christmas movies as you can. I don't usually recommend families spend more time in front of a screen, but I'll happily make an exception in this case. The Christmas season is a wonderful time of year for families to reconnect. When it's cold outside and the holiday spirit is warm inside, Put away your video games and social media for a while. Set aside your individual activities and come together as a family. Each movie you watch will connect you in unique ways. You'll laugh together at Buddy the Elf and Kevin and Home Alone. You'll be inspired by A Miracle on 34th Street or the greatest story ever told. You might even shed a tear when George Bailey discovers his greater purpose or when Clarence gets his wings in It's a Wonderful Life. Whether you enjoy timeless classics or discover new ones, each movie will bring you closer together and forge new memories. Who knows? Movie nights might even become a tradition you'll enjoy all year long. So this Christmas, gather around the television, snuggle up with the blankets, popcorn, and hot chocolate. Savor the warmth of your family as you enjoy holiday classics together. Even if you only watch a couple, it'll be time well spent. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, gradually increasing cloud cover, a chance for some late-day flurries with highs in the lower 20s. Winds turning to the south at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some flurries, a low of 14 degrees. And then for Wednesday, becoming partly sunny with milder highs into the mid-30s. Thursday, still looking to stay quiet there, will reach a high of 32. For Friday, ample amounts of sunshine, lower 30s, and for Saturday, up to 33. Sunday, a chance for some snow showers back in the forecast in the mid-30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, one above.
I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.